Today's reading comes from John chapter 5, beginning at verse 1 and can be found on page 1068 of the Church Bibles. Sometime later, Jesus went up into Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five coloured colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralysed. One who was lying there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him,
"Do you want to get well?"
"Sir," the invalid
replied,
"I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me."
Then Jesus said to him,
"Get up, pick up your mat and walk."
At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was the Sabbath, and so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed,
"It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat."
But he replied,
"The man who made me well, he said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'"
So they asked him,
"Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?"
The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him,
"See, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you."
The man went away and told the Jewish leaders it was Jesus who had made him well.
So we've been thinking, haven't we, about those who've been killed during times of war, those who've been injured or disabled. And sometimes that will last for many, many years. Well, the man that we've just met in our Bible story was disabled for many, many years. I wonder, how long had he been disabled for? How long had he been an invalid for? Yes, Jacob? 38 years, that's right. Now, put up your hand if you're less than 38 years old. Put up your hand. This is very interesting. Put up your hand. Less than 38 years old. No, Dad can't put up his hand. I'm putting my hand up just for demonstration purposes, you realise. Just in case any of you would be misled by that. So, this man had been disabled for longer than you have been alive. For some of you, a lot longer. Many, many years longer than you have lived. He was part of a crowd of disabled people who were lying beside the pool there at near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem. And actually, that pool has been, archaeologists have dug it up. You can go and visit. It's still there. And why were they lying beside this pool? Why were they lying? Yeah? Well, quite pure, yes, maybe. What did they hope would happen? What were they wanting to? The water would heal them, that's right. They thought that when the water moved, the first person in would be healed. Bit of superstition, really. No real evidence for it, but I guess they were desperate. They would try anything. And who can remember what Jesus said to the man? Yes, Jacob, what did Jesus say? No, that's not the first thing he said. What's the first thing that Jesus... Yes?
"Do you want to be healed?"
That's right. "Do you want to be healed?" Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it, really? I mean, that's why he's lying beside the pool. We'll come back to that in a minute. Okay, and then the man explains that someone gets in the pool before him. And then what does Jesus say, Jacob? What does Jesus say then? That's right, pick up your mat and walk. And what happens next? What happens after that, yeah? Yes, but before, when Jesus says, pick up your mat and walk, yeah? He does, doesn't he? Yes, he does exactly what Jesus tells him to do. He's been disabled for 38 years. He'd not been able to move. All his muscles would have wasted away and his joints would have all seized up. But now, He's back on his feet, walking around. An amazing miracle done in front of everybody. And off he walks, instantly cured. Now, at the end of John's Gospel, John says this about Jesus' miracles that he has recorded. He says Jesus did lots of other miracles, too many to record in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing may have life in his name. So John has recorded this miracle and all the others so that people like us will believe that Jesus is the Son of God, is the Christ, God's promised King. So he expects us to read about this amazing miracle and draw the obvious conclusion that Jesus is the Son of God. So he's only asking us to do what happens up and down our country more or less every day of the year in a court of law. A jury is assembled, they're presented with the evidence, and then they have to make up their mind about what really happened. Now, they weren't there at the time, but they have the eyewitness evidence, and they base a decision upon that. Well, that's exactly what John is asking us to do, to look at the evidence and draw the obvious conclusion that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Christ, God's promised King. Now, it wouldn't be a very good jury, would it, if even before the trial began, they said, murder does not happen. That wouldn't be very logical, wouldn't be very scientific to be making up their mind even before they've looked at the evidence. In the same way, somebody who says, miracles don't happen, even before they've looked at the evidence, is not being scientific. I've never seen a miracle like this, but I can't for that reason alone say that it didn't happen then. Instead, I need to examine the evidence that John has given to us here. John, who's writing this, he was one of Jesus' disciples. He travelled around with him. He was eyewitness to the things that Jesus did. This amazing miracle, it was done in front of everybody. And as we'll see in a moment, even Jesus' opponents could not deny that he'd done it. Because this man was walking around, carrying his mat. Let me invite you, if you're not sure about Jesus, to examine the evidence. We've got some copies of John's Gospel. Where are we? Have I got it? Oh, it's disappeared. Ah, there it is. There we are. Some copies of John's Gospel on the little table at the back by the photographs there. Do help yourself to one of those. To look at the evidence yourself. Now let's just think about all the things that this man could not do whilst he was disabled. Any suggestions? Any ideas of things that he could not do? Yes. He couldn't walk, yes. What else could he not do? Yes. He couldn't swim, yes. He couldn't get into the pool, could he? That's right. He probably had to sort of slide it, and that's why other people got there first, yeah?
He couldn't run,
yeah? Well, okay, he couldn't move. Yeah, let's see what I had. He couldn't walk. He couldn't ride a bike, could he? He couldn't go up steps. He couldn't climb stairs. And he couldn't go rock climbing. Couldn't do any of those. And now all of a sudden, he can do all of those things. Theo, did you have something? What were you going to say? He couldn't play golf, could he? No, I didn't think of that. Couldn't play golf. Okay. He couldn't do any of those things. But now he can. He's been given a new lease of life. A whole new life opens up for him as he walks away from that pool. Now, what did our verse say? That these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So this miracle is a bit of a picture. A bit of a picture of us all. Yes, we are physically fit, more or less. We can walk, we can ride a bike, we can play golf. But left to ourselves, we're not spiritually fit. All of us are cut off from God. And we need to receive the gift of new life. A bit like this man. The gift of life with God. Do you remember that first thing that Jesus said to the man? What was the first thing he said? Yeah? Do you want to get well? And we thought it was a bit strange, didn't it? But actually, it's a question for us too. Do you want to get well? Do you want to be put right with God? Do you want a fresh start with Jesus? Now, sadly, some people say no. My life's okay as it is. I'm going to continue to keep God at a distance. And that's sad, because one day God will say, well, so be it. You'll be without me forever, which is what Jesus called hell. John says that we can have life with God, life eternal, by believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Now, it's just not just believing that Jesus existed. Lots of people do that. It's accepting that Jesus is the Christ. Accepting him as my King. Turning to him to receive that gift of life that he came to bring. So the big question is, do you want to get well? Let me urge you to say yes to that question. Yes, Jesus, I need the gift that you are offering. Now, just before we finish, there were some other people, weren't there, in this story? Some other people who were not mentioned yet. Who were they? Who were the other people in the story? Yes. There were the other poorly people around the pool, yes. Well done. I was thinking of somebody else. There was another group of people. Yes, Jacob. The Jewish leaders, weren't there? Yes, that's right. And do you remember what they said? What did they say to the man? Yes? Who got you well? Yes, that's right. They said, you know, why are you carrying your mat on the Sabbath? Why are you breaking the Sabbath rules, didn't they? And then they went on to ask who it was who made you well. Yeah. And they weren't asking that because they wanted to go and worship Jesus. They actually wanted to go and tell Jesus off. So this is astonishing, isn't it? Here's this, it's almost unbelievable. This man who's been crippled for 38 years, and now he's up on his feet, walking around, and all they can do is to tell him off for breaking their rules. What a bunch of spoil sports. It's an amazing miracle. But they are so concerned about their rules that they don't see it. They're blind to what God is doing in front of their eyes. Well, something like that can still happen today. I think it's a bit more of a danger for us grown-ups, actually. Someone comes into church and finds that things aren't exactly as they used to be, and because of that, they miss what God is doing. They miss what God is saying to them. That was the mistake of these Jewish leaders. So caught up with the little things that they miss the thing that really matters. They don't see the miracle that Jesus has done. And they don't see who Jesus is. And they miss out on the life that he is bringing, that he's got to offer. Real Christianity is not about rules and regulations. Jesus was breaking these man-made rules. It's about that gift of life that Jesus came to bring. As we sit, let's have a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this record of Jesus' miracles so that we might believe that he is your chosen promised king. If we're not yet sure, please help us to see as we look at the evidence for ourselves. And thank you for that gift of life, that fresh start that you offer to us as a gift, as we simply depend upon Jesus and what he's done for us. In his name, amen.